So guys, it is a beautiful, beautiful sunny day in Vancouver. It is 12 degrees out. We got some great music on. I'm on my way downtown. We're driving in the Deliverator with the brand new tires. And I don't really have anything to say. I thought I'd just play a bit of music, drive like a maniac for you, and pop in every once in a while to talk about things. So here you go. Oh, little skip there. Going over the bridge deck is pretty rough. Bit of debris on the highway there. Some hose or something. Oh, lovely. Love this road. 120 kilometers per hour. Oh dear, gussy. Over. Oh, holy fuck. Well, let's just stop dead on the freeway. You may have noticed a little problem with the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. May not have been able to get the episodes because we have had a server problem. We're having some sort of problem with the server that hosts Pink Wheel Nuts, which is in our house. It keeps rebooting itself, cycling on and off, on and off. So I have to fix that problem, which I hope to get to this afternoon. I just have, unfortunately, more important things to deal with. So I apologize for the delay in you getting your episodes. But I guess that's the way it goes. So there. Thank you. bloody well right.
You got a bloody right to say.
Here. Gotta get onto this exit lane here.
You know you got a right to say.
Sorry about the singing. I'm sure you're not enjoying my singing, if you can hear it. I'm sure you can. So I'm heading into the downtown core. It is my first day off, and first day off work. Turns out that it's a gorgeous, beautiful, sunny day, and we're coming upon, what is this car? Is it a Bentley Continental? Oh, it is a Porsche. Oh my God, the Panamera! Oh, the Porsche Panamera. Oh, I want to see it. Oh my God, you guys. The new Porsche Panamera. Yeah, get out of the way. Oh my God, it's beautiful. This is a silver one. This is the four-door Porsche. It's just brand new. First year in production. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. I wish I could have got a picture of it. Look at that thing. It's lovely. Oh, yeah. Wow, I wonder what that's like to drive. Woohoo! She's a beauty. Huh. So, I'm going downtown. You're listening to Supertramp. That's the music we have on right now. The boys are coming out in their shorts. And it's only 12 degrees. I guess that's barely warm enough to be wearing shorts. I don't know if I'd be wearing shorts in 12 degrees. Oh man, these tires are amazing. I'm doing 70 around a really tight roundabout. Oh yeah, they just hang in there. Oh, the grip is amazing. These tires, I gotta tell you, I cannot believe I did not get tires sooner than this. Because those old Continentals were, well, they were all right, but they were worn out. You could see the shoulder wearing off. Which could indicate a camber, caster camber problem in the front end. So, but I have had it aligned. Mind you, as you may have heard me talk, I've been talking about a bit of looseness in the front end. And one of the issues with this car, there's a steering damper, which is basically a long shock absorber that runs from one side of the car to the other to damp out vibration in the steering from the front end. So what tends to occur is that damper wears out, and I think this is the looseness that I'm feeling. So I need to get a new steering damper. Now, you want to hear the crazy thing. The Chrysler part is $900, original equipment. That's ridiculous. Mercedes, because this is a pretty much 80% Mercedes car, the Mercedes part is $600. Or you can get an aftermarket part in Canada for $92 or something like that. Now, who's hosing who here? Chrysler, $900 for a $90 part, $600 for the Mercedes original equipment. Isn't that ridiculous? Ridiculous. And they tend, I mean, this car has 50,000 kilometers on it. That's 30, what is it in your, you American version? 50 kilometers is 35,000 miles. and it's already worn out. And they want $600 or $900. Those Chrysler bastards. I can't believe it. So I'm going to opt for the aftermarket $90 option. It's super easy to put in. You just have to drop the underskirt off and two bolts, pop it out, two bolts, put it in. So don't know when I'll be able to do that, but going to do that. So once again, I'm going over the Lionsgate Bridge. You hear me talk about this very often. The ocean is calm with a slight bit of ripple on it. We always have container ships parked out off of English Bay waiting to come in to unload or load up their containers. So I see three at the moment. You can see a ferry which goes over to Vancouver Island. So there's a ferry leaving from the mainland heading out to Vancouver Island. It's an absolute gorgeous day. The water is a charcoaly blue. The sky is blue as blue. And can you tell we're having a good day? Yellow light. Okay, well, I'm almost at my destination, so I'm gonna have to take off my driving gloves and put you away, and I may pick you up again after I'm finished my chores downtown. We'll see what happens on the drive home, and so I won't subject you to any more Super Tramp, so you can feel safe knowing that if you come back after this break, that we'll have some different music on. All right. Talk to you later. Checking out. I wouldn't be playing Supertramp, but I didn't say I wouldn't be playing anything that wasn't totally gay. This is the Pet Shop Boys. So, it is an absolutely exquisite day, boys and girls. It's sunny and warm, now hitting 14 degrees. We have an exquisitely clean car with fresh brand new tires on it, and it's just, the day is absolutely sublime. This is the perfect day off. No responsibilities except for, well, laundry. Why is laundry always in the mix? Don't Don't you ever feel like you're always doing laundry? I feel like I'm always doing laundry. Anyway, so, never mind the laundry. It's a glorious sunny day. Sorry, I don't have anything profound to tell you about, other than how great it is. You know what's fun? Is you drive around, driving through the city streets. It's awfully fun to look in the windows of the streets, of the shops, and you can see your nice, shiny, clean car in the glass of the store glass. That's one of my favorite things. Do keep in mind that you should be looking out the front window as well, in case someone stops in front of you. Anyway, that's going to be it for me. That's this podcast for the day. I even sort of promised myself that I would not be podcasting until I did my taxes. I still have not done my taxes. But I promise I'll go home and do them after I do my laundry. I promise. Then I'll give you a more substantial podcast. Otherwise, you'll just have to listen to me racing around the city on a sunny day. I think what I'll probably do is go home, crack a bottle of wine, and fall asleep on the couch. And to hell with the taxes. Probably won't do the laundry either. Oh well, what are you gonna do? I don't really like this song. Let's go to the next one. It's 80s week on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Actually, the Pet Shop Boys, probably from the 90s, this album anyway. So the sun is out, the trees are getting more green here in Vancouver. We're going to have, spring is going to hit us here any couple of days, and it's going to be beautiful. So we're back here, we're at the superhero's lair, and there's lots of bustle going on in here. Cars coming and going all over the place. So we're home. So this is the end of this podcast. Thanks for listening. This is the Faye Driver. You can email me at pinkwheelnuts or podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. If you want to, you can tell me what kind of vehicle you drive. Be advised, I am going to talk about the vehicles you drive if you email me, except for those people who've emailed me already. So, but if you email me after hearing this episode and tell me what vehicle, I'm going to talk about you and your car. So tell me where you live, what kind of car you drive, and maybe I'll mention you on the show. All right, bye for now.